How's it going, everybody? My name is Doug Trujillo. Little introduction about myself. I'm 20 years old. Birthday is October 26, 1999. I'm from Cali, city, born and raised in Almani. So I just always, I told friends about this podcast I wanted to do. It's just an idea. Pretty much just talk about music. You know, different music, new music, old music, different various artists too, and different artists that are out there. You know, and just talk about them, you know, or what songs mean to me, or you know, what are they saying in a specific song, you know. And I wanted to do this for a while now. I want to just get into R&B, a lot of R&B and rap, you know, because that's what I pretty much grew up on, you know. I grew up listening to rap, and now just my whole expansion has been upon R&B and different types of music. You know, I listen to a lot of everything, you know, oldies, Brentwood, Bobby Lewis, R&B, you know, Summer Walker, Janae and Aiko, and just a little bit of everything. But I just wanted to talk about them because music means something to me. You know, I always wanted to do music, but never really had the talent or can't rap for shit or like produce and make beats. So I want to talk about it, and I think I have a really good ear for music too, like new music that's out there. You know, a lot of underground artists barely coming up or anything like that. So yeah, let's get started. So today's episode is going to be about Summer Walker. It's my first episode. It's gonna be about Summer Walker. So a little about Summer Walker. She was born in 1996 from Atlanta, you know. I was listening to a little bit of interviews today, and she, back then, 2018, she was like a low-key person, you know, really kept to herself a lot. Didn't really like being the center of attention or anything like that. Just flowed her music and her feelings all in one, you know. And I remember too, back in 2018, where I was like, when that interview first came out, I just saw her, like, personality wise, she was just very, very low key and just kept to herself, you know, quiet. And I thought that was pretty interesting of her, just to be like that, you know. You know, all these artists are all hyped up and everything, they're just have lots of energy, but she just kept to herself. That's what I liked about her. One of the interviews, she said she don't really like talk to nobody, you know. If something's like really, really bothering her or just gets her angry, sad, or I don't know, just depressed, like, she flows those feelings and emotions through music, you know. And she don't talk to nobody about it. She holds them in, then lets it out through her music. And I think that's really cool, because with me, and I think anybody else too, we tend to hold emotions a lot in ourselves. And some form or way, we gotta release them because we're gonna explode, you know? So I think my way is just, I find different types of music that I could relate to. And I just create a playlist for myself, and those songs, for whatever emotion I'm feeling, it flows through me, you know. I don't have to really talk to nobody. It's just okay. Like, it's okay to feel like this. It's okay to feel angry or mad, you know, or sad. Let's see. Also, some couple facts about Summer. She does not listen to her own music again. Once it's out there, she doesn't listen to it. See, I don't know if she still does that to this day. That's from the interview from back then. But I find that a little interesting, because a whole lot of artists to listen to the music, you know, find out what what they could have done different, or like little tweaking out. But with Summer, I feel that it's her diary, you know. You can't go back. Once you write it down, you can't, you know, don't go back, don't look back, don't listen to it, don't reread it again. So I feel that's another interesting part about her. She just, once it's out there, it's done, you know? Like, oh, I don't want to listen to it no more. Let's see. Her new album, Over It, produced with London on the track, was honestly a big difference from Last Day of Summer. Because Last Day of Summer, I felt, was like calm, you know, a little calm production, calm beats, you know, acoustic, her playing acoustic guitar. So, and Over It with London on the track had a various production to her music. Like, there's just some like high beats, you know, makes you a little feel hyped up, or a lot of London did, what he did was, he used old songs from back in like 2000 R&B. So I thought that was pretty good too, that like it was a little different, you know. I think every album needs to be different, because if you keep feeding people the same vibe of the last album, you know, people gonna lose interest. So I think that was a good part on that. The first time I've listened and found Summer Walker. So Last Day of Summer, she dropped October 12th, 2018. Around the winter time, I want to say like December or January, my friend played Girls Need Love on the speaker, and I was like, oh, this sounds familiar, like I've heard it before. Like, always wanted to know, like, oh, who's sang the song. So after that, I just went onto my SoundCloud, searched up Summer Walker, listened to the whole Last Day of Summer, and honestly, like, I fell in love with Summer Walker. It's just her music. You know, one of my favorite joints on that is Deep. Yeah, Deep was just a whole vibe. You know, if anyone doesn't know what Deep is, I'm gonna have it at the end of this episode, just like 30 seconds of it, like the intro of the song. It's really, really good. If you get a chance, listen to it. And listen to the whole thing too, Last Day of Summer. Yeah, then after that, I just started following Summer around. I was supposed to get tickets to see her in LA, but like this, the link I was using on my phone, I don't know what, it wasn't working, so I couldn't get the tickets, and they're all sold out. So at that time, you know, tickets for her were like cheap, because she was still like popping out, you know, hasn't really popped off yet. So it's still one of my goals to go see Summer Walker in concert and everything. But yeah, some joints I think you guys will like. From my perspective, I think, let's see, I think Over It is a good one. Body, Come Through, feature with Usher, Like It, Six Lack, Just Might, Stretch You Out is a good one. Nobody Else, I'll Kill You, feature Janae and Aiko. Yeah, those are some pretty good joints that I would listen to. Last Day Summer tape, I would say Girls Need Love, obviously. That's the song she bopped off. CPR, Small Water, Deep, Baby, I'm There, and Shame. Those are the ones I have on my playlist, so if you get a chance, listen to those. But yeah, at the end of this episode, I'm gonna play this like first 30 seconds of Deep. That's my favorite song from her. So I'm about to wrap up with my episode, but yeah, like, let me know like what you guys think, or you know, I appreciate all the feedback and everything. So I'll see you guys later with the next episode.